Storytime by Bookstream.
The Dream of Little Tuck by Hans Christian Andersen. Narrated by Robin Nixon. Ah, yes, that was Little Tuck. In reality, his name was not Tuck, but that was what he called himself before he could speak plain. He meant it for Charles, and it was all well enough if one does but know it. He had now to take care of his little sister, Augusta, who was much younger than himself, and he was, besides, to learn his lesson at the same time. But these two things would not do together at all. There sat the poor little fellow, with his sister on his lap, and he sang to her all the songs he knew. And he glanced the while from time to time into the geography book that lay open before him. By the next morning he was to have learnt all the towns in Zealand by heart, and to know about them all that is possible to be known. His mother now came home, for she had been out, and took little Augusta on her arm. Tuck ran quickly to the window, and read so eagerly that he pretty nearly read his eyes out, for it got darker and darker.